I am Elise Caniglio, and I am here with my grandfather, King Clark, and today I will be interviewing him about his experience of rural education in the 1940s and 50s. Do you remember any stories from when you were in school?
I remember the first grade, we had a real nice teacher called Mrs. Tucker, and she helped us with our anxieties when we first went to school, because most of us had never been away from our mothers. But don't remember much about second grade. Third grade was an older lady that taught timetables and multiplication. She was a good teacher. And fourth grade and was a good teacher also. I just remember mostly geography in the fourth grade. Fifth grade, that teacher was not really qualified to be an elementary teacher. And we didn't learn much in that grade. I think we had art almost every day in the fifth grade. In the sixth grade, we had a lady who was dedicated, but she just, I guess you could say she didn't have much common sense, because I was having problems with my eyesight in the sixth grade. Mm-hmm. I was sitting in the front row, and I was copying things down wrong. Mm-hmm. She would just tear into me and give me all kind of heck. But she didn't realize what was happening. Mm-hmm. And me being a little kid, I didn't understand either.
Yeah.
And finally, they sent me downstairs to the county nurses. When the county nurses, there was 11 schools in the county.
Okay.
And I would have my eyes tested.
Okay.
And they found out I was almost blind, so they, sent a note home with my mother and father, and then they took me to get glasses.
Okay.
That was a pretty amazing experience. I could actually see things so much plainer.
Wow. Yeah.
And I think in sixth grade we learned decimals.
Okay.
A lot. And this teacher tried hard, but she just didn't, for some reason, I guess she never had anybody that had eyesight problems before.
Yeah.
But she worked hard with me because I had to stay in a lot of times at recess because I wasn't understanding the decimals.
Okay.
But she stayed in with me.
Wow.
And the following years, junior high and high school, I remember the teachers were in high school were not, they were young.
Mm-hmm.
And we had some really bad kids in our school that would, talk and cause problems in class.
Yeah.
Apparently, we didn't have a very good superintendent because nothing ever happened to those kids.
Oh, yeah.
I think those teachers taught only 1 year and they quit.
Oh, wow.
The pay was terrible back then for teachers.
Yeah.
There was no tax base in the counties other than farming.
Right.
And so the school districts didn't have much money.
Did you ever have to buy books or textbooks for school?
A workbook the year that we had science, but we never filled out any of the workbooks. Our teacher taught that told, just talked all the time about his life.
Mm-hmm. And was that book, like, expensive?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep, the science book was very expensive.
Yeah.
And we didn't do hardly anything in it.
Wow. How did your teachers treat other students who would, like, struggle?
They really didn't treat him very good. I did well in school in reading. That was my favorite subject. And I think we never had any books at home.
Mm-hmm.
But I read a lot of comic books, and I think I become a good reader because of that.
Yeah.
But Boost was a girl in probably the sixth grade who couldn't talk very plain, and she didn't do very well in school. And the teacher would always make students say out loud what our test scores were.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why she did that, but this girl would never, I think she would just score, well, at that time, what they called zero.
Mm-hmm.
And then this teacher had made her tell her score, and she would always say zero. She couldn't say zero.
Oh.
And then, of course, the bad boys would always laugh about that, and I felt so sorry for her.